Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Mem Vav. We left off in daf Mem Hey Amud Beis. We are at Visava Rabbi Yehuda, four lines from the end of the page. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and also the Zecher Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha. Also by Rosie and Mark Friedman, the Ilan Nishmas, Rosie's father, Mr. Eugene Gluck. Yehuda ben Yoshua, whose third yard site is Tuesday, the Mesham Hashem and Aliyah. Also by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky, the Zecher Nishmas, Henry's father, Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael, the only survivor of his family of 10 children who volunteered to fight in Israel in 1948, and then rebuilt generations of Shomrei Torah mitzvos with the Emunah Pshuta, dedicated by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky. Also by Cheryl and Mark Zephyrin, in honor of their five-year Aliyah anniversary. Mazel tov. So we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to discuss today is, first, we're going to continue the conversation about whether the Parsha Motzi Shemra applies even if the husband was never Boel, the wife. So what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says that there's Malkus even if Lo Baal? That's the first thing we're going to discuss. Two possibilities what Rabbi Yehuda meant by that, because it doesn't seem that it's real Malkus Da'araisa that a husband is going to get if he was Motzi Shemra when he was not even yet Boel, his wife. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source for the punishment of a Motzi Shemra. Where do I know that there's Mea Kesef and that there's Malkus and what? So where's the Ashara in the Torah for Motzi Shemra? They're going to have two possibilities of what the Ashara is in the Torah. Nafkamina between those possibilities. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether the guy gets punished for Motzi Shemra if he didn't pay the Edom. Meaning, here's what we know for sure. If he hired Edom to lie and they're found to be Edom's own, he's for sure going to get punished. That's a classic example of Motzi Shemra. If Edom came on their own, the husband didn't say anything and they just showed up to Beis Din, for sure he's not going to get punished. He's not a Motzi Shemra. He didn't do anything. Edom came and they lie. That's their problem, not his. What if he asked them to come but didn't pay them to come? So that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas if Motzi Shemra can apply even if Lo Baal. We're going to go back to that machlokas whether Motzi Shemra can apply even if the husband didn't have Bia, but now we're going to start bringing rayas, and we're going to bring four rayas from Sukkim that seem to suggest that you had to have had Bia in order for Motzi Shemra to apply. And then the Mishnah on the Beis is going to start a new discussion about the rights and the privileges of a father and a husband, a father in his daughter and a husband in the wife, and the Gemara is going to go through the Mar Makomos of where we know that the father has such privileges or that a husband has such privileges. So let's begin, four lines on the bottom of the page, on Daf Mem Heyom and Beis. So V'sav Rabbi Yehuda Lukas Loka Mikal Makom, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that a man is going to get Malkus for being Motzi Shemra on his wife even if it was Lo Baal, even if you never had Bia with her? Vatani, we have a brisa that tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baal Loka Lo Baal Leina Loka. The Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only if he actually had Bia with her does he get Malkus. If he didn't have Bia with her, then he's not going to have Malkus. He's not going to get Malkus from Motzi Shemra. So the Gemara is going to have two possible suggestions of what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said that he gets Malkus even if Lo Baal. So Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak Loka Makas Madras Midrabanan. First possibility is, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds Lo Baal Leina Loka in the Doraisa sense, but Lo Baal, he could still get Makas Mardus on a Durabanan level. What exactly is Makas Mardus? The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Parak Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, writes that Makas Mardus is, we beat him up at Shetetze Nafsho, meaning in a certain sense, it's more chamer than Malkus Midaraisa, because Malkus Midaraisa is finite. Makas Mardus, you just beat him up at Shetetze Nafsho. And the Ran explains within Shitas Rambam that Ichmiru B'divrei Sofer Yosa Mishal Torah. Sometimes we're more machmir on Durabanans than we are on Doraisas. The Ritva, however, quotes Rambam, that Makas also means, and Makas Mardus means that Beis Din assesses what we think he deserves. Meaning, they try to figure out, you know, how bad was this, and you know, based on each situation. In Chuvas HaRivash, he quotes from Tosfos that Makas Mardus is Lamitas Malkus. It's just that they're not, you don't swing as hard. You know, it's 39, just like Makas Midaraisa, but it's a little bit lighter in the sense of the severity of each blow that he's given. Whereas the Rabbeinu Tam is quoting the Shulchan Aruch and the Mordechai that Makas Mardus is Yud Gimel Malkios, that it's one third of the Malkus Minatora. So a wide range of Shitos in terms of what exactly is Makas Mardus, but be that as it may, it's different than Malkus Midaraisa. So when Rabbi Yehuda says Ba'aloka lo Ba'aleinu loka, that means Minatora. But when he says that even if lo Ba'aloka, that means Makas Mardus Midrabanan. A second possibility of what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said that even if lo Ba'al you get Malkus, Rav Papa Amr, my Ba'aloka de Ketani Hasam Mamon. When he says that Ba'aloka in the second Brisa, it doesn't mean Malkus, it means to pay money. And that's like the Rabbi Yehuda in the first Brisa, that you get Malkus even if lo Ba'al means that you can get Malkus, meaning not real Malkus, it means that you're going to have to pay, that the monetary payment is going to be there only if you are Ba'al. So that's that you get Malkus even if you're lo Ba'al, but Me'asela is only if you are Ba'al. So the way this answer is touching up the stira between the two Brises is that we're changing the pshat in the second Brisa. I mean, the first answer said, no, the second Brisa that says Ba'al loka lo Ba'al eino loka, that's true on a Daraisa level. Now what we're saying is that no, when the second Brisa says Ba'al loka, it doesn't mean Malkus, it means that you pay money. And that's exactly like Rabbi Yehuda in the first Brisa, that you get Malkus even if lo Ba'al, but Me'asela is only if you are Ba'al. The paying the money is only if you're a Ba'al. So says Gemara, yeah, but that means that you're taking the word loka and you're saying that it means mamon. Where do we ever find that loka means mamon? So the truth is, the idea that loka means something other than malchus, that's not so unusual. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Sadi Zayin says, hachoshed b'ksherim is loka begufo. That doesn't mean malchus, it means some sort of punishment. Begufo, that he's going to suffer. It doesn't mean that Beis Din gives him malchus, or it says in Sukkot Daf Chavtes, bizman shachamaloka, a solar eclipse is chamaloka. What does it mean chamaloka? It doesn't mean anyone is whipping the sun. No, it means some sort of chisaron in the sun. The light of the sun is being blocked, so it's called loka in that sense. But the kari le mamon malchus. But says Gemara, but do we ever find that mamon is referred to as malchus? So says Gemara, yes, in Vatanya we have a brisa that talks about someone who in the parsha of Erechin, someone who is committing the erech of something to the Beis HaMikdash. So Omer Chatzi Erki Alai, person who says I'm going to give to Bet HaKabayis half of my erech value. So no, sin Chatzi Erko, then he gives half of his erech value. If his erech value is X, he gives half X. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loka V'Nosin Erech Shalim, that no, you can't pay half of your erech value. We give the guy Malkus and he has to pay Erech Shalim. Says Omer Loka Amai, why would we give the guy Malkus? He's just trying to make a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. So he gave he got an aliyah, and instead of saying 10 times chai, he said 5 times chai. Who gives 5 times? Right? I mean, what does that mean? That you're going to give the guy Malkus for something like that? Some Rav Papa, be'erech shalim. No, it means that he's loke be'erech shalim. Loke doesn't mean that he gets Malkus. It means that he's going to have to pay erech shalim, that you can't give half of an erech. My time, why can't you give half of an erech? Can't you give every dollar counts? Every donation should be acceptable. So why can't he give half of his erech? So gzerechatzi erko atu erechetzio, because we're afraid that if we let a guy take a neder in such a way that he's going to give chatzi erko, then we're afraid he might also try to give erechetzio. And erechetzio is an impossibility. Erechetzio means the erech of half of my body, which by definition is the erech of his entire body, because if you cut his body in half, he will die. So that's Evershan Shamat Fliyabo, and therefore it's the Erech of the entire body. So because people might get confused between Erech Hetzio and Chatzi Erko, so we always say you just have to pay Erech Shalim. Not only on Erech Hetzio, but on Chatzi Erko, you also have to pay Erech Shalim. So those are the two ways to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda as far as Malkus, if lo Ba'al. So now the Gemara goes on to the source for the punishment of Motzi Shemra, particularly the source for the idea that he gives Me'asela, the source for the idea that he gets Malkus, that the husband gets Malkus, and where is the Ashara for Motzi Shemra? So says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Va'anshuoso, the Pasuk says Va'anshuoso in the Parsha of Motzi Shemra when it describes what we do to the guy. So Zemamon, we know that's a reference to Mammon. How do I know it's a reference to Mammon? The next words are Mea Kasef, right? Va'anshuoso Mea Kasef. How do we ma'anish him? With him paying Mea Kasef. So the Yisru Zemalkus. But when it says the Yisru, that's a reference to Malkus. It's interesting that the Gemara darshins va'anshuoso before v'yisru. If you look in the Pasuk says v'lachu ziknei ha'ir ahi asa ish v'yisru oso the Yisrael Sama is actually earlier in the pasuk. But be that as it may, the Yisrael Sama Zem Malkus, so Bishlam Anshu Zem Mamad Chsev Anshu Sama Mea Kasav Nasulavi Anara. I get that the Anshu Sama must mean money because it says in the pasuk that it's Mea Kasav and you give it to the Avi Anara. El Yisru Zem Malkus Minalan, where do you find that the Yisru is a reference to Malkus? It says, Lamadnu Yisru Mi Yisru. We learned the Yisru that it says by Moshe Shemra from the Yisru that it says by Ben Sarah Mar. It says, and we learn the Yisru that it says by Ben Sarah Mara, mi Bain, from the Bain where it says, so by Ben Sarah Mara uses the term Yisru and the term Ubain, Ubain mi Bain, and we learn Bain from the Bain of Vayim Bain Akosa Rasha, Bain mi Bin rather, that Vayim in Bain Akosa Rasha, and the Parsha of Malkus uses the term Bin. So since he uses the term Yisru by Motsi Shemra, and by Ben Sarah Mara he uses Yisru and Ben, and in Malkus he uses Ben, so A equals B, B equals C, and therefore you see that you get Malkus for being Motzi Shema. As Haril Motzi Shema, so now we've proven the Onesh for Motzi Shema, but as Haril Motzi Shema Minolan, where does the Torah ever tell me you're not allowed to do it? You can't give a person an Onesh until there's an Ashara somewhere in the Torah that says that you're not allowed to do it. So two possibilities. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Milo Selech Rachil. The Pasuk says, Lo Selech Rachil, so you're not allowed to go spreading around bad things. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Mivin Shmarta Mikol Davara. That means Shmarta Mikol Davara tells me that you should be Nishmar Mikol Dibor Ra. That it's not only Davar Ra, but Davar Ra means Dibor Ra. Not such an unusual drasha. Beishameh has a drasha in Bamatzia Dav Mem Dalid on the Pasuk of Eshomer Chinam al Kol Dvar Pesha. That it means even a Dibor Shel Pesha. It's Shitas Beishameh on a Pasuk like this. But that means that if the Shomer says that I'm going to use the Pikadon, even though he's a Shomer Chinam, that's Kishaleach Yad Bipikadon. Because he was Shaleach Yad Bidiburo. Right? So he darshans a similar idea. I'll call Dvar Pesha. Dvar means Dibur. So Vinishmarta Mikol Davara means be careful about Dibur Ra. Don't say things about your wife that aren't true. Don't be Motzi Shemra against her. So Vrablazer, my time, Elo Amar Mehai. What was wrong with that drasha? It sounds like a really good drasha. Vinishmarta Mikol Davara. Why would you have to come on to a different pasuk of Lo Selech Rachil? What's wrong with Vinishmarta Mikol Davara? Well, Homi Bailech Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. Vinishmarta Mikol Davara is already used for a different, perhaps more famous drasha of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. Vinishmarta Mikol Davara, Mikanam Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, Al Yahar Radam Biyom, Vyavli De Tuma, Belaila. There's separate Isser that a person shouldn't have Hirhurim during the day because it could bring him to Tumas Keri at night. So nothing to do with Dibur, nothing to do with Motzi Shemra. That's about having Hirhurim. For Rabbi Nasa, my time, Elom Ramehai, what was wrong with the Pasuk of Lo Selech Rachil? Why did Rabbi Nasa not want to learn from Lo Selech Rachil? So Azhar Le Beis Din Shlo Yei Rach Lezeh V'Kasha Lezeh. The Lo Selech Rachil, Rashi points out, is in the Trikun of Rach Li Tihiyah. That Beis Din shouldn't be soft on one guy and hard on another guy. They have to be fair in their treatment of both parties. So that's what we learn from Lo Selech Rachil. And therefore, V'Nishmatim Yikol Tavara must be the Azhara for Motzi Shema. Now it happens to be this Isra of Al Yahar Adam Bayom that we're referring to. It's a drasha that appears elsewhere in Shas, Mesechus Avodah Zarah, and Daf Chaf. There is a machlokas rishonim whether that's actually an Issur D'oraisa or not. To be maharher b'yom in a way that's going to be maybe the day tuma b'layla. Satosus writes in Mesechus Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, absolutely it's an Issur D'oraisa. He says, look in our Gemara. It says, a pasuk nishmarta mikol davara, that you shouldn't be maybe the day tuma b'layla. And that so certainly it's an Issur min haTorah, because if it were only nasmachta, then the Gemara wouldn't be asking, oh no, I already used that for that limud, so how can I also use it for the asar of Motzi Shemra? You'd be allowed to use it if it was only in a smachta. It's not already being used up. The Rambam, however, in the Shulchan Aruch, don't quote this as an Issur D'oraisa from this pasuk. Meaning, when they quote the Issur B'Mahar B'Yom, they don't say, and it's min haTorah because of an Ishmartim called Avara. So Rabbi Chaim Eizer and Achiezer wonders why they left it out, and he says it could be that they hold that it's only an asmachta. The Ireim sounds that way as well, that it's only an asmachta. That not to be mistakle ba'arayos, we learn from the Ishmartim called Asmuchu Akrov in the Ishmartim called Avara. In the Kleisenberger's Shuvas and Ebenezer Siman Aleph, he suggests that the Rambam has two rayas, that there must be the Rambam was relying on two rayas that it's not da'oraisa. One raya is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes was looking for a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a person for machshava alone. well, if Nishmata Mikol Davra is a din d'oraisa, so then that should have been an easy raya of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an easy source of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes someone for machshava alone. Second raya that the Rambam must have been relying on is Gemara Chul and Daf Lamed Zayin, that Yecheskel is praised for the fact that he was never Mahar B'Yom and was never Bali Deituma B'Layla. Well, if it's Nisa d'oraisa to be Mahar B'Yom and Bali Deituma B'Layla, so what's the big praise of Yecheskel? That he didn't violate Yisurim d'oraisa? I would expect the Navi be Yisrael not to violate Yisurim d'oraisa. One could argue that that's not the easiest Yisurim d'oraisa to avoid throughout a person's entire life. So maybe that's still praiseworthy if he manages, right? Meaning if they say about the Chafetz Chaim, he never spoke Lashon Hara his entire life. Well, of course not. It's Yisurim d'oraisa to speak Lashon Hara. Yeah, it's still pretty impressive. Most of us don't manage to never speak Lashon Hara our entire life. Okay, but that's what the Kleisenberger suggests. The Ramban has like an in-between shita. He says that it is an Issa Daraisa, but Issa Daraisa only applies b'shas yitziyach melchama, because that's the context of the pasuk, is that when you're going out b'melchama. So when Chazal bring it as a general Issa of here or that, a more broad Dvar Musar, but not the actual Issa Daraisa. What the Achronim struggle with, Ramesh has a tshuva about this, is what's the difference between that and L'Sasur Achrei Nechem? L'Sasur Achrei Nechem is also not supposed to look at things you shouldn't look at, because it's going to be maybe l'day hirhur, maybe l'day tuma. So the Rav Meisher writes that there are two different isurim, that the gather of the isur of Nishmat to be called Avara is not to bring about zera levatala through the hirhurim. It's not only about the hirhur avera per se, it's about what it's going to lead to. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, even to be maharer be'ishto tahora, his wife is tahora and she's muteristin, and he's being maharer about her by yom in a way that's going to be maybe l'day tuma b'layla, that's also an Isser of Nishmat to be called Avera. Whereas the Isser of Los Asuru, the gather of the Isser is Laharher, to do an Avera of Znus, like to plot to do an Avera of Znus. And Nafkamina would be by Nashim, that there is no Cheshash of Atzah Zerav, and Nishmat to be called Avera doesn't apply to Nashim, but Los Asuru Achrei Enechem probably does apply to Nashim. Right? Intuitively, if you were to ask someone, do women have an Isser to look at things that are inappropriate material? So probably most people would tell you, just intuitively, yeah, but it's not the same as men, right? Meaning it's but it's not quite the same. And the answer is, Ramesha puts that into psukim, right? That yes, because there are two psukim that apply to a man being maharer, and only one of those psukim apply to a woman being maharer. Now that which Ramesha assumes, that there's an issur to be maharer b'ishto tahora, is not so pasha. The Ezer Mikodesh writes that there's no such issur, meaning it's only an issur if it's maybe l'day tuma b'layla, but someone's yesh l'pas b'salo, and he has the possibility of being with his wife because she's tahora. So then it's not going to be maybe l'day tuma, it's going to be maybe l'day mitzvah sona. So there's so that's why many of the achronim are not so convinced that there's such an issur to be mahar b'ishto tahora. It would be very difficult to like parse out that issur, meaning like at what point, meaning a person is with his wife and there's actually, so at some point the hirurim have to start, otherwise it's not going to work, right? So it's at what point does the issur of hirur begin? So anyway, that's a big discussion in the postkim. So back into our gemara now. So says gemara now, now we're going to discuss what does the guy have to do in order to be chayiv for being Motzi Shemra. If a guy never told Edim, I want you to come and testify for me, and they testified against the wife that she was Mizana on their own, and it turns out that they're Edim Zomim, who ain't a lok of Edim Osamei Eslayim. The husband can't be blamed for that. He's not going to be punished for that. He v'zomeha makdilin beis haskila, but she and the Edim Zomim that testified against her get skila. Says Gemara, he v'zomeha salkadaituch. If she's getting skila, then the Edom Zomim shouldn't be getting skila. The Edom against her shouldn't be getting skila. If the Edom are getting skila, she's innocent. Ella ohi o zomim makdilin beis haskila. No, one or the other. Either she's guilty and she's going to get skila, or she's innocent and the Edom that testified against her are going to get skila. This fits very nicely with the shita of Tosos and the Rashba and the Rambam. There's a shita of the Rashba and Avmem and the Rambam in Hilchos Nara Besula Paragimel Lachavav, that the Baal is only loka mishalim if the Edim, if he brings the Edim with the focus and the purpose of having his wife killed. So then I understand, whenever she's not going to get killed and they become Edim Zomim, they're going to get killed because they were brought to try to kill the wife. However, Rashi and Masech Sanhedrin Daf Ches and Tosav there both assume that the husband is punished for Motzi Shemra even if he wasn't miskavin lahariga, even if he was only trying to aser her on him and to be mafsin her ksuba, in which case the Edim Zomim who came with that goal in mind wouldn't get killed. So so you see that it's not necessarily true that every time the that Motzi Shemra is going to be that the Edom are going to be found to be Zomim, are the Edom necessarily going to get Skila. Okay, so anyway, says Gemara, Taima de lo amar luhu amar luhu hafal gav de lo agrinu la fukim Rabbi Yudah de tani Rabbi Yudah amarenu chayivat she yiskor Edom, meaning what was left unsaid but presumed is that the only time the husband is not going to get punished is if the Edom came on their own. But if he asked them to come, he just didn't pay them, but he asked them to come, the implication is that he's going to be chayiv as a motzi shemra, and that's against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he's only going to be chayiv if he paid them to come, not if he asked them to come and testify against his wife. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda learn this idea that he's only going to be punished as a motzi shemra if he paid the edim? Amar Rabbi Avohu, asya sima. It says the term sima by motzi shemra, sima and sima by ribis. Ksiv hacha in motzi shemra, it says visam la ali. And he was motzi ala shemra, etc. Uksif hasam, and it says in the parsha of Ribis, lo sesimon olav neshech. So mala halon mamon, just like by Ribis, obviously Ribis involves money. So afkan, so too by motzi shemra mamon, it means mamon that the husband paid the edim that they should testify falsely against his wife, and only if he paid them is it motzi shemra. Amrav Nachman Rizal v'chein tani Rav Yosef Tzidoni be Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asya sima sima. They also say that it's based on that limud of sima sima, that it's only when he hires them for money that that the husband is going to be considered a motzi shemra. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says, well, wait a second, if the whole limud that you have to hire with money is from Ribis, is it limited to all the limitations of Ribis? So but scharon bekarka mahu, what if he hired them but not with cash, he's paying them in real estate? So is he going to be is he still going to be a motzi shemra if those edim are found to be zomin? After all, there's no issa ribis by a halva of karka, and there's only an issa ribis by a halva of metaltalin. At least that's what Rashi says, and Tosa says that it's clear that if there was ribis bekarka, then there would be no suffix of the Gemara over here. So you see from this is the source that there's no ribis bekarka. It doesn't say it anywhere else. This is the source that there's no ribis bekarka. The Rashba says he doesn't think it's such a raya. It could be that there is an issur of ribis bekarka. It's just that the gzeiros shava of sima is going on a pasuk that's talking about mamon. That's talking about ribis mamon. So it could be that there is ribis bekarka also. But if the whole limud is from sima, so the pasuk of the sima of neshech, that particular pasuk is a limud about kesef, is a limud about mamon. Okay. So be that as it may, the question remains: what if the guy pays the edim to come testify against his wife, and he pays them with karka, or pachs mishavu pruta mahu? What if he pays them, but he pays them less than shavu pruta? There's no ribis pachs mishavu pruta, or shneim bepruta mahu? What if he pays both edim for one pruta? So, meaning over here, it's a more nuanced question that even if you assume that it's a din mamon, how do you look at the din mamon? Is it based on what he's paying, and he's paying something that's considered mamon because he's paying a pruta, or is it based on what they're getting paid, and each of them is only getting paid a half a pruta because he hired both of them for a pruta? It's amazing that their integrity could be bought for such a cheap price. But that was the shaila of the Gemara. This shaila in general, whether we look at the giver or the recipient, comes up in a number of different cases in halacha. The Gemara in Kiddushin has a shaila in the first part of Kiddushin. Shtei benosayich l'shnei banai bepruta. A guy is being makadesh on behalf of his two sons, two women, and he gives one pruta because he's being mekadesh two daughters, two sisters at the same time. So do we say basar nosin and mekabel azlinan, that the people transacting are the fathers of the sons and the father of the sons and the father of the daughter? So it's a pruta that's being given, or do we say no? We look at the chasan and kala, and there are two chasanim and two kalas. So each one is being is having a kiddushin for half a pruta. Or in bab mitzia and daf tzadik vav, the Gemara says bari ram berchama shaal shtei paros lasos ben pruta mahu. Do you look at the shovel of mashil where there's a deal of a pruta, or do you look at the paros and each par is only doing a half a pruta of work? So this is a discussion that you have a broader discussion in Shas about. This came up in the Tshuva Sefer in I think it was the Tshuva Torah Lashmar or something, where they asked the shaila was an ani. The halacha is that a person who has masayim zuz is not no longer allowed to collect tzedakah. So what if two people give an ani masayim zuz bebasachas? They both hand the masayim zuz at the same time. I mean, if one person writes an ani a check for 1,000 zuz, he's allowed to take it, right? It's just that if he already has masayim zuz, he's you're not mechalik tzedakah to him. So what if someone gives it, but you can give him at one time, you can give him more than masayim zuz. But what if two people are giving him at one time more than masayim zuz? Do we look at the nosein or do we look at the mekabel? So that's what the Torah L'Shemash tells to our Gemara, right? He tries to make the comparison over here to our Gemara. So anyway, by Ravashi, Ravashi has further questions about a Motzi Shemra. Hotzi Shemra al Nisuna Rishonim. Let's say a man married a woman, divorced her, and remarried the same woman. And he's now Motzi Shemra on the first marriage. You know, we have to, that should be in the first marriage. So Mahu, is it too late because it's not in this marriage anymore? Or al Nisui Achiv, let's say his brother was married to this woman, and then his brother dropped dead, and now he's the Yavam, and he's being Motzi Shemra that when you were Be'erusin with my brother. So is that a valid Motzi Shemra? So Pshot Miyachada. So we can answer one of these questions. So Mahu, we want to know what the din is. So Pshot Miyachada. Titani Rabbi Yona, Esbiti Nasati Lishazeh, Lezeh V'lo Liyavam. At least you see over here that it's Lezeh V'lo Liyavam, that it doesn't work when it comes to a Yavam doing Motzi Shemra. Okay, now we had said just before that there's this machlokus between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. If a person is Motzi Shemra on his wife before he was ever Boel her, if the husband was Lo Baal, is there a din of Motzi Shemra? Is that included in the parsha of Motzi Shemra? So the Gemara is going to revisit that machlokas and bring four rayas. So my Rabbanan, my Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, where do we see such a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? D'tanya, we have it in the following brisa. Ketzer Ratzah Shemra. How does a Motzi Shemra play out? Meaning, give me a case, a Motzi Shemra. So Bala Bezin, a husband comes to Bezin, va'amar, and he says to the Avi Anara, Ploni, lo matzasi l'bincha besulim. Sir, I married your daughter, she doesn't have any besulim. Must be that she was mizana before the nisuin. Seim yesh edim shesin satachtav. If there are edim that saw that she was mizana while she was be'erusin with him, say yesh l'ksuba mana. Then she only gets a $100 ksuba. Seim yesh edim shesin satachtav yesh l'ksuba mana. Baskelihi. What are you talking about? If she was mizana tachtav, she loses her ksuba and she gets skela. There's no way we're giving her, you know, we're going to dock half the payment. No way. She's chayiv skela. So no, hachi ka'amar. Im yesh edim shesin satachtav. Biskila. No, what we meant to say is if there are edim that she was mizana tachtav, then she's chayev skila. But zinsa meikara yesh l'ksubamana. If the edim come and say, yes, she was mizana 10 years ago before you ever met her, then she just misrepresented herself as a basula when she was really a bu'ula. So that, she gets ksubamana, she gets a ksuba of a bu'ula, even though he married her al das, that she is a basula. The Rashi's assuming that the Gemara is assuming like that Shita and Tanayim, that if your kone is Yisha b'cheskas besula and it's nimtzeis bu'ula, is yesh l'ksuba mana. That's a machlokas we had earlier in the Masechta, that no, maybe that's a mekach tolos l'gamri, and she gets nothing. But we're assuming now, like that this Tana is assuming like that day, that yesh l'ksuba mana. Nimtze sheshemra enu shemra. If it turns out that these edim are lying, so hu loka v'nosim me'asela, then the husband gets malkus and he has to pay me'asela. Bein ba'al, bein lo ba'al. Whether he had bio with his wife or whether he didn't have bio with his wife. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar Lo Nemru Advar Malalu Ella Kisha Ba'al. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, only if he was actually Ba'al, his wife. That's the whole Parsha of Motzi Shemra. So there you have it. Tanna Kama says, the Chachamim say that even if Lo Ba'al, the Parsha of Motzi Shemra is operative, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, only if Ba'al, the Parsha of Motzi Shemra is operative. So says the Gemara now, Raya number one, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is, it must be correct. Bishlam, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Hainu Duchsiv, Uva Eleha, the Ekrav Eleha. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if you look at the words in the Torah, it says Kikach Hishisha Uva Eleha, which sounds like Bia. Ezisha Zosakachti Ve Ekrav Eleha. Right? And he, again, seems to be a description of Bia. So the Torah itself describes Motzi Shemra and what the man says in terms of Bia. El Rabban Mayuva Eleha Ekrav Eleha. According to the Rabban, what is Uva Eleha Ekrav Eleha? Uva Eleha Ba'alilus. He says, no, Vaila means that he's Motzi Diba against the wife, but it doesn't mean that he's Boel her. And Vekravila means that he spoke with her to be Mevarer, whether she was Mizana or not. They were schmoozing after the wedding, and before they had Bia, he saw some causes for concern in the conversation. So that's raya number one. Raya number two, Bishlam, the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov had his ksiv lo matzasi levidcha besulim, that the guy says I lo matzasi levidcha besulim. That makes sense if he had bia with her. El Rabban, my lo matzasi levidcha besulim. But according to the Rabban, what's the lo matzasi levidcha besulim? Lo matzasi levidcha kishrei besulim. It means that I couldn't find edim to be machshir the daughter to verify that she's a besula. But it doesn't mean that he actually tried, that he actually had bia. So that's the rejection of raya number two. Raya number three, Bishlam Rav Elazar ben Yaakov haynu duchsiv. Pasuk says ve'ela besulei biti, that the avia nara comes and takes the sheet and says ve'ela besulei biti. Look, there's blood all over the sheet. So it sounds like there was a sheet and there was blood, and then that meaning there was bia. El Rabbanon, my ve'ela besulei biti. According to the Rabbanon, what's ve'ela besulei biti? Ve'ela kishrei besulei biti. The Rabbanon would say it means that he brings edim that can verify that his daughter was a good girl, that she had not done anything wrong. How could they verify that? They weren't with her 24/7, meaning that her mazim, the edim, that were against her. There were two edim against her. So the father brings edim that turned those edim into edim zomim. And final raya, Bishlam el Rav Elazar ben Yaakov haynu duchsiv ufar suasimla, that the pasuk says they spread the sheet lufnei zikne ear, that the avia nara and the ema nara spread out the sheet of their daughter in front of the zikne ear to show that look, there's dam besulim, and that the husband was lying about her. El Rabbanon, mayu farsu asimla. According to the Rabbanon, what's going on with the sheet? Some Rabbi Yavo parsu masha samla, that they clarify the truth of the claims made against their daughter. Kedetanyo farsu asimla melami shabai made mishazev edim shazev uvarnas davar, means that we bring all the edim, all the evidence on both sides, and we try to clarify what happens. Kisimla chadasha, we try to clarify what happened, like a finely pressed, neatly pressed sheet, a piece of clothing. Meaning we just try to make it clear that it should be obvious and clear. There shouldn't be any twists and turns. We should know what all the facts of the case are. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov amr dvarim kiksavan, simla mamish. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, it means simla. It means that they actually have to take a sheet and they bring it in front of Beis Din, and if they're able to demonstrate that there's besulim on that sheet, that there's blood on that sheet, then they're mevara, that she was in fact not mezana. The Ramban writes that the Baal is not punished unless there's a sheet that shows that there was unless he brought a suitor to Beis Din that didn't have dam on it, and then they bring out the real sheet and it actually did have dam on it. However, then the Ramban quotes another daya that it doesn't mean that if he's not motzi a suitor, or that the father doesn't bring a suitor with dam, that the husband is not punished. It means that you need the possibility of the avi anara bringing a suitor to Beis Din, which means that it just means that there had to have been bia, that there have to have been, without bia, without the husband having had bia, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, then there is no motzi shema. Okay, so now another detail about punishing the husband. Shalach Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yaakov bar Giyuri Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. Avgav Shalmatzin Mekala Torah Kula Shechilik Hakasub Bein Bia Kedarka Lebia Shalok Kedarka. Even though throughout all of Kala Torah Kula, Bia Shalok Kedarka counts as a bia in all the arayos and all the surim of bia, even bia Shalok Kedarka counts. So we never find the chilik the makos of the onshin, forgetting malkus and forgetting misa avul motzi shemra chilik. But when it comes to motzi shemra, there is such a distinction. Einu chayiv at sheyivol Shalok Kedarka viotzi shemra Kedarka. The bia that the husband had with the wife could be even a bia shalo kedarka, but the motzi shemra, what he's claiming against his wife that she was mizana, has to be a claim of a bia kedarka. If the claim was of a bia shalo kedarka, then it's not motzi shemra, because the claim has to be lo matzasi levitcha besulim, and bia shalo kedarka does not remove besulim. So says Gemara Kaman, which shita is this price of following? Remember, we just had a machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim whether the parsha motzi shemra applies even if the guy never had bia. So ikra banan afal gav de lo baal. If it's going like the rabbanan, then even if there was no bia at all with the husband, it's a motzi shemra. And ikra blaser ben Yaakov idi vi idi kedarka biinan. And if you're assuming like Rabbi Blaser ben Yaakov that everything in the parsha is literal, so then the husband also has to have had bia kedarka, because he has to be able to say lo matzasi lebinchum besulim. So he has to have tried in the makom besulim. Ela shalach rav kadam shmei rabbi Yochanan. Einu chayv That no, what it means to say is you're only going to be chayiv malchus mamon if everything was kedarka. So in that sense, it's different than the rest of kala torah kula, because in kala torah kula, bia shelo kedarka also counts as a bia. So what makes this different is that everything has to be kedarka when it comes to motzi shemra. Okay, so that ends the sugya of motzi shemra. Now the Mishnah moves on to a different discussion, and that is, what are the rights that a father has in a daughter, and that a husband has in the monetary interests in his wife? So av zakai bebito, the father has the rights with his daughter if she's a katana or an ara, bekidusheha bekesef, he could be mekadish or give her off for kiddushin with kesef and keep the money also, bishtar, he could be mekabel a shtar kiddushin for his daughter, and ubebia, he could give his daughter over to a man for kiddush ebia. And zakai b'metziyasa, also, if his daughter finds a metziah, the father gets it. If the daughter does any sort of malacha that makes some money, the father gets that. If she takes a neder, the father could be made for the neder. And if the daughter's husband is divorcing her, he could be makabel the get from the husband, as long as it's still erisin, as long as they haven't yet had nisuin. But if the daughter gets a Yerusha from her mother's side of the family, then the father does not receive that Yerusha, and he's not allowed to benefit from that from those Nechasim while she's alive. So we have to set it aside for when she grows up, and then but if she dies, the father will Yarshin it, but otherwise we set it aside for when she grows up. Niseis, if the daughter has Nisuin with the husband, then Yesra Lavabal, then in addition to the Metziah and the Maisiyah Daim and the Farsin Darim, all the things that the father got, husband gets all that, plus Shalcha Peres Bechayah. If she gets a Yerusha from her mother's family, so that Baal is allowed to be Ochel the Peres of that Yerusha. V'chayiv b'mazon asel b'perkonu b'kvarasa, and the husband is also Chayiv to support his wife, and to, if she's held in captivity, to redeem her from captivity, and to bury her if she dies. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what does it mean to pay for a burial? Afilu Anish B'Yisrael Le'ivchos Mishnei Chalilin M'Koneness. That you need to hire two Chalilin and a M'Koneness to do a proper Esfid, to do a proper by the burial. So because of Minelon, so says, how do I know that the father is Zakai in Kiddushe Kesef for his daughter? So Amar Avido Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, by an Amma Ivriya, who leaves the Rishos of the Adon when she has Siman Enarus, when she grows up a little bit, so it says, V'yatzachin Amein Kesef, that when she leaves the Rishos of her master, there's no Kesef that goes to the master. So, we darshan from there, Ein Kesef Ladon Zeh, V'yesh Kesef Ladon Acher, Umanu Aviyah, that when she leaves the jurisdiction of that person, namely her adon, there's no kesef that changes hands. But if she leaves the jurisdiction of her father, then there is kesef that changes hands. So you see that's the way I know the father gets kiddushe kesef. That just tells me that there is kiddushe kesef. How do I know that the father receives kiddushe kesef? Maybe the daughter is the one that receives it. Well, hashaviyah mekabel kiddushah tichsev is biti nosati leish hazeh I shakla kaspa. It's illogical. If the father's going to be the one that's giving her over for kiddushin, it's most logical that he's the one that receives the kesef kiddushin. So that's how we know not only that the father has the rights to give her over for kiddusha kesef, but that the father gets to keep the money of the kiddusha kesef. So says Gemara, but ve'imahani mili katana delas liyad. Maybe that's only true of a katana who can't give herself over for kiddusha because she has no das, and that's why the Torah says that it's totally the father's rights. Aval nara dis liyad, but maybe a nara who's considered a gedola, she's a bas das, and she could do mekach u'memker and things like that. Maybe we should say that she should give her, she should have the ability to give herself over for kiddushin, and v'ihi tishkol kaspa, and therefore she should get the kesef, and the father is not zakai in the kesef kiddusheha. So how do I learn? How does our Mishnah know that even by a nara the father has the rights to the kiddusha kesef? Because I'm a krab in urabe saviha kol shvach nurim la avia. A separate pasuk, the pasuk by Afaras Nedarim, and nothing to do with kiddusha kesef. It's by Afaras Nedarim. It says bin urabe saviha. So we darshan from there that kol shvach nurim la avia. Anything that comes to her while she's an Ara goes to the father. That which Rav Huna Marav taught, that how do I know that which the daughter produces goes to the father? That the father has right to sell her to an Amma, so he's selling rights that he has. So Maisi Adayim of an Amma go to the master, so the Maisi Adayim of the daughter must go to the father. So you see from there that there's no other limud that teaches us that Shvachnu Urim Lavia. Well, Lamali, Tebeklem Rabbe Savia. Why do I need that, Trasha? If you have Rabbe Savia to tell me that all Shvachnu Urim goes to the father, I shouldn't need that, Trasha. Elahu Bafars Nadarim Udhsiv. No, Bin Rabbe Savia is only about Afars Nadarim, so it's not a good Trasha. Vichitema Nelef Mina, but maybe I should learn from Afars Nadarim to all other Dine Mamanis. No, Maman Meisur, Loyal Finan. You can't learn Dine Mamanis from Isser Vaheter. And therefore, just because the father has rights in Afaras Nadarim, it does not mean that he has all the Dinim Mamanis rights. Maybe we should learn the din that the father is Zakai because of Kiddushin of the daughter from the fact that he receives the Knas payments if someone is Ma'anis or Mefat and the daughter. We don't learn Kesef of that's Mamon from Knas because the whole din of Knas is a Chiddush, so we can't learn from a Chiddush. Boshes Begam is not a Chiddush, and that's a regular Mamon payment, and we know that goes to the father. We had whole sugyas about that before, so maybe we should learn that the father gets all rights of mamon. No, shiny boshes begam davia nami shayich bei. Boshes begam relates to the father also because he has shayichus to that money because he has the ability to be mevayisher and to be pogamer because in the same boshes that she experienced with the ones by giving her for kiddushin to a manuval or mukashchin and taking money for that. So it turns out that someone who is ma'anes, a girl cost the father the boshes begam as well, and therefore he can get that payment. But other payments of the kiddushin or whatever, that's got nothing to do with him. So it must be that when the Torah is mimayit, a yitzia, it's a yitzia de kavasa. When we say that the Amma Ivriya, when she goes free, does not have it, there's no kesef, so it must be that the miut is that in the same way that an Amma Ivriya, there's no kesef, by kiddushin also there's, but by kiddushin there is kesef. That just like by the Amma Ivriya, ein kesef la'adon means the adon that she's going out from. So when the Torah is being mimayit, the daughter leaving with kiddushin is yesh kesef. It means yesh kesef to the one who the daughter is leaving from, namely the father, and that's the real limud. They're not comparable. When you give her over for kiddushin, she's not totally gone. She still needs mesirah lechuppah. The father still has to give her over. Whereas by Amma Ivriya, she's gone. Once she becomes a nara, she's out. So says Marano Me'afaras Nadarim Mi'anafka Lemirushusei. But as far as Afaras Nadarim, she leaves the father's rishus. He no longer has exclusive rights in her Afaras Nadarim, and that's good enough. That makes it a good enough comparison to Amma Ivriya, and that's how we know the father gets kesef kiddushin because ain't kesef ladon zeh, but yesh kesef ladon acher. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the two dots at the bottom of the page. Have a great day, everybody.